So we'll just pray again and start off with just inviting God to come even more than he already was here in worship. So Holy Spirit, we just invite you in this place to come invade this place even more than you did last night. And we ask that you continue the work in our hearts. And that even as I share this morning, that whatever you want to say would be on the hearts of each person in here. That even if they get nothing out of what I'm saying, that you would speak to each one of our hearts in an even more intimate and passionate way than I could ever do on my own. And ask that you'd make yourself real in a new way and keep showing us new depths of your love. And just bring us more into the sonship of what it really means to be your sons and daughters. Amen. Okay, so what I want to share about today is what's inside our hearts and the overflow of our hearts. Most of us in here have heard the verse where it says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I want you guys to even right now, before I actually start talking, to search inside your own hearts and see what's in there. Or even out of the overflow of your mouth, what comes out, because through that you can tell what's in your heart. And why I want to spend more time in ministry time today is because we want to really impart what God says about you into each one of your lives. And I know that lots of you have probably heard some words about what God says about you already, that you're kind, you're passionate, that there's this fierceness inside of you. But I want to ask you guys today to search your hearts, and you may know those words up here, but do you really believe them in your heart? And that's the question that I want to ask you guys today. Because out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks. And you'll know that you believe that truth that God said about you if you speak it out. So I want to ask you guys, what are some of the truths that God has said about you, whether it's been that you've heard at this camp or beforehand? And you can raise your hands and then I'll just call you guys. Yep. You're funny. Yeah. I guess that was just reinforced the truth there. What else has God said about you guys? Anyone can just put up their hands and just start saying things. Yep, Jill. He's making you more passionate about things. Yep. What else has God said about you, Timur? You're going to minister in India? Cool. That's really cool, man. Is that one of your passions? It actually isn't? It is. Do you think that God knows you so well that he knows what's inside of your heart already? And he's said that over your life because he knows what your desires are, and your desires line up with his heart, right? What else has God said about you guys? Aaron. Sorry, it can be a bit louder. I can't hear. That's really cool. So in case you didn't hear, one of Aaron's passions and something that even God reaffirmed in his life is that he's going to help youth just get to a new place, a new intimacy with him. And that's a really cool thing. And we're just going to keep going with this because, like I said, I want to spend more time in ministry today. But whatever your passions are inside of your heart, God already knows those passions, and he has placed them inside of your heart because he knows what's inside of your heart already. And he wants to call those passions out even more. He didn't place them there because he wanted you guys to know them and not do anything with them. He placed them inside of your heart because he knew that who you were meant to be is so much greater than you even know at this point in time. He put them in there because he knew that he was putting those passions inside of someone who wouldn't just leave them inside of their heart to burn with desire. He put them inside of your heart because he knew that you would step up, you would step out into the things that he's calling you to, and you would do something to affect the world on a greater level. And even with my own life, this has been something that I've been going through. I'm not in high school anymore, but who I was in God wasn't really firm at that time, and what I was supposed to do in my life. I still don't know it fully to this extent, but I'm definitely a lot closer than where I was a long time ago. So what's in your heart that God has put there, and what comes out of your mouth? When I was in school, I wasn't too messed up or anything, but I didn't know who I was. So out of the overflow of my heart, my mouth spoke. When I was in school, I used sarcasm as a defense mechanism. Whenever someone would say something about me, whether it was good or bad, I'd say something sarcastic back to them, and most of the time I'd say it was hurtful. And I know that a few of you in this room maybe have some defense mechanisms you've put up in your life. And I've had a lot of experience with defense mechanisms in my life. I used to be so isolated and not tell anyone about anything that was going on because I felt that they would betray my trust. And I'm still working through many of those issues and things like that, but God's definitely brought me to a new place. But it's because of what I had cultivated in my own heart that my mouth spoke. That was the overflow of my heart into my own life. And we're going to look at two people in the Bible, just really briefly. David. Anyone know much about David? In the Bible, not me, or Dave Ross. Yep. John, do you want to give a, like, maybe 30 seconds, which won't sum it up, but just David's life? An unpleasant life, but at times in his life, would you say that he was passionate to see God? All the way through. Psalms is an amazing book, and the Psalms is, it was all out of the overflow of David's heart. If any of you have read Psalms, you know there's some amazing stuff in there. There's new revelations in there that I would not have gotten had I not read Psalms. And all of Psalms is out of the overflow of David's heart because he was so passionate to see God move in his life. And he was so passionate to see what God had to say about him that he would just spend time with God. Jesus is another person. And sure, we can make the excuse that Jesus was from God, but he came to earth fully man. So he lived a life knowing what we would go through. And in Matthew 14:22, this is right before he walks on the water, but as soon as the meal was finished, he insisted that the disciples get in the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed people. With the crowd dispersed, he climbed the mountain so he could be by himself and pray. He stayed there alone late into the night. He made time to go find God. He made time to spend time with God and just get to know God's heart for him. And that's what God wants for each one of us. The things that God says about us, sometimes we hear from other people. Sometimes it's from our intimate quiet times with God. And that's what he wants to say today. He wants us to get a new revelation of what he wants to say about us. Yes, so Holy Spirit, would you just even now start revealing truths into each one of our hearts? Would you start showing us what you really think about us as your sons and daughters? And we ask that the truth that you put in our hearts, that you would help us to actually believe them because you say them about us. And right now we give the enemy no place to speak lies into anyone's head about what we've heard from our friends, our family, anyone in our lives that just spoke negative things over us. We just break those off over our lives right now. And Holy Spirit, we give you free rein to just speak into our hearts what you would have to say to us this morning. I don't know about you guys, but David is someone I look up to, David in the Bible. Whenever I say David, it's not Dave Ross, myself, Dave Hines, it's David in the Bible for these purposes. But David is someone I look up to, and sure, he messed up. He slept with Bathsheba, who was, I don't know if you know this, but Uriah was one of his close friends, and he betrayed him by sleeping with his wife and later having Uriah murdered, right? But just because of that one act, God's grace still covered what David did. And just because of that one act, it doesn't negate what all the passion and all the things in Psalms that we read about. In fact, I think it actually makes it more powerful because we know that David was human. We know that he did stumble. And yet we can see the passion that we ourselves can have in chasing after God. And we can see just how powerful God really is and how powerful he does move in our lives. So right now, I know I wasn't long, but I didn't want to be long anyways. Can I get the counselors up here? We're going to try something that I just feel we're going to do. And you guys can all turn and face the campers. But right now, I just really feel that we're going to go into a ministry time where if you want, whether you've heard or not from God before, whether you've heard some truth that he said about you, or even if you haven't, if you want those truths to be revealed in your life, or even if you want those truths to become more real in your life than they already are, we've got counselors up here who just want to pray for you. They want to hear from God for you. And we just want to impart God's heart to you guys today. We want to see what God says about you, and we want to speak it over your lives too. So right now, I just want to invite you guys to just spend some time with God. We're going to put on some music or get some guitar going, just as background music. But even spend time with God, just asking him what he wants to say to you this morning, and you're free to come up to any one of us, guys with guys, girls with girls, and we want to pray over you. We want to speak life into you. We want to speak identity into you. And we want to just ask the Father what he wants to say to each one of us today.